U of Buffalo will remove President Millard Fillmore's deeply hurtful name from building. By Tom Sicata on August 5, 2020. The University of Buffalo announced this week that it is removing President Millard Fillmore's name from an academic building. The decision was made in response to concerns about Fillmore's support for the Compromise of 1850, which resulted in the Fugitive Slave Act. University of Buffalo President Satish K. Tripathi suggested that Fillmore's values are not compatible with those of the university. According to a report by the College Fix, the University of Buffalo announced this week that it is removing President Millard Fillmore's name from a building on campus. U Buffalo will remove the names Millard Fillmore, James O. Putnam and Peter B. Porter from four locations at UB. A decision that aligns with the university's commitment to fight systemic racism and create a welcoming environment for all, the university announced on Twitter this week. University of Buffalo President Satish K. Tripathi said in a comment that the decision to remove President Fillmore's name from the academic center was made to ensure that campus symbols align with the university's values. Clearly, historical namings on our campus, whether academic buildings, residential halls, interior spaces or thoroughfares, carry important symbolic value, Tripathi said. We want to ensure that these symbols align with our mission, namely, that we are a diverse, inclusive scholarly community. In the university press release, the university noted that Fillmore's presidency remains deeply hurtful to members of the community. His presidency, from 1850-53, has been widely criticized for his support of the Compromise of 1850, which included the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850. UB recognizes this remains a deeply hurtful decision, especially for African Americans, the university wrote in the press release. Breitbart News reported in June that a statue of Thomas Jefferson was torn down by protesters at a high school named after America's third president in Portland, Oregon. We're taking the city back, one protester said. One school at a time. One racist statue at a time. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.